Dreamscape presents How Santa Claus Came to Simpson's Bar by Bret Hart. Narrated by Phil Gigante.
How Santa Claus Came to Simpson's Bar. It had been raining in the Valley of Sacramento. The North Fork had overflowed its banks and Rattlesnake Creek was impassable. The few boulders that had marked the summer ford at Simpson's Crossing were obliterated by a vast sheet of water stretching to the foothills. The upstage was stopped at Granger's. The last male had been abandoned in the Tules, the rider swimming for his life. An area, remarked the Sierra Avalanche with pensive local pride, as large as the state of Massachusetts is now underwater. Nor was the weather any better in the foothills. The mud lay deep on the mountain road. Wagons that neither physical force nor moral objurgation could move from the evil ways into which they had fallen encumbered the track, and the way to Simpson's Bar was indicated by broken-down teams and hard swearing. And farther on, cut off and inaccessible, rained upon and bedraggled, smitten by high winds and threatened by high water, Simpson's Bar, on the eve of Christmas Day 1862, clung like a swallow's nest to the rocky entablature and splintered capitals of Table Mountain, and shook in the blast. As night shut down on the settlement, a few lights gleamed through the mist from the windows of cabins on either side of the highway, now crossed and gullied by lawless streams and swept by marauding winds. Happily, most of the population were gathered at Thompson's store, clustered around a red-hot stove, at which they silently spat in some accepted sense of social communion that perhaps rendered conversation unnecessary. Indeed, most methods of diversion had long since been exhausted on Simpson's Bar. High water had suspended the regular occupations on gulch and on river, and a consequent lack of money and whiskey had taken the zest from most illegitimate recreation. Even Mr. Hamlin was fain to leave the bar with $50 in his pocket, the only amount actually realized of the large sums won by him in the successful exercise of his arduous profession. If I was asked, he remarked somewhat later, if I was asked to pine out a pretty little village where a retired sport as didn't care for money could exercise hisself, frequent and lively, I'd say Simpson's Bar. But for a young man with a large family depending on his exertions, it don't pay. As Mr. Hamlin's family consisted mainly of female adults, this remark is quoted rather to show the breadth of his humor than the exact extent of his responsibilities. Howbeit, the unconscious objects of this satire sat that evening in the listless...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?